Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, this week's podcast topic was spawned from a couple of incidents that I had with some clients. And one client was traveling down the road, decided to merge into the left lane, did not look properly in the left lane to see if anybody was there, made the merge, and in turn got T-boned by a vehicle in the left lane, which then pushed him into a light pole. The light pole came down in the road, thankfully did not hit any other vehicles. So we had that situation, and then I had a client come in on Tuesday and said, my husband's foot got stuck underneath the brake when he was trying to brake and ended up rear-ending a vehicle. So those are two kind of strange situations, foot getting stuck under a brake pedal and another person getting T-boned and knocking over a light pole into the road. So I thought this week I would share with you some vehicle accident tips to help you. God forbid if you were to get in a car accident. Now, I did some research on this, and on average, there are reported 6 million passenger car accidents in the United States that result in more than 38,000 deaths. The average American can expect to get into 3 or 4 car accidents in their lifetime, with a majority of them occurring within minutes of their residence. And I was thinking back, I've been in a few car accidents myself, and since I got my driver's license at age 16, throughout the years, I calculated that I've been in seven car accidents. So I'm almost more than double the limit for car accidents. So I think I should be pretty good for the rest of my life. Although, you know, you never know what happens. And thankfully, all 7 of those accidents were not at fault. I did not cause any of them. It was the fault of other drivers. One was running from the police and hit me. Another one, it was an icy road and pushed me into oncoming traffic. Another one, somebody backed over me in a parking lot, knocked me down to the pavement and tore my left knee. An elderly couple, apparently mistook the gas for the brake and blew a stoplight. Although, come to think back, one of them was my fault. I was on an icy road and I hit a guardrail. So I take that back. I had one at-fault accident, but the other 6 were not my fault. Anyway, I digress. Now, I wanted to share with you some tips to help you, you know, when you unfortunately get into a fender bender. The first one that I have for you is get to safety. If you are okay and the vehicle is drivable, pull off onto the side of the road or into a nearby parking lot. That way you can get out of the flow of traffic, and you're not holding up any traffic or anything like that. most people, they're able to pull their vehicle off onto the side of the road or into a nearby parking lot in order to, again, not impede the flow of traffic. If you're okay and the vehicle's not drivable, you need to get away from the vehicle if possible. Recommendation is standing at least 10 feet or so away from it to avoid a potential fire hazard from spilled fuel or oil, just in case you pierce something underneath the vehicle, and if it spills fluid underneath it, you just need to be careful with that. And then also you need to be aware and prevent getting hit with any secondary accidents from gawkers, or most people like to call them rubberneckers. A lot of times it happens where somebody's, wanting to drive slow to see the accident and ends up getting rear-ended and pushed into one of the accident vehicles. It happens. So you definitely want to stay 15 or so feet away to avoid, a fire hazard or getting hit by a vehicle driven by a gawker or a rubbernecker. The next tip I have for you is call the authorities. Call 911 to report the accident, whether there are injuries or not. Okay. In cases where an accident occurs in a parking lot, the police are not going to come. They consider a parking lot as a private property. So in that case, you need to report the accident to the owner of the parking lot. Many of these businesses do have a parking lot accident report available. If you're in Walmart or Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that, and you get into a fender bender in their parking lot, you can usually go to the customer service desk and say, hey, do you have a parking lot accident report form that we can fill out? Many times they do. If they don't, you can go to your local police station or sheriff's station and file an accident report. And it's basically a blank report form. You write down the date of when it happened, approximate time when it happened, where it happened, all the particulars of the accident. So it's basically you're filling out the form instead of the police. Make sure that you do that again. Do not listen to the other driver when they say, oh, let's not get the police involved. No, you need to have a record that the accident happened for your insurance company. So don't listen to them. If they're at fault in the accident, they're not going to want to have the cops called, because that means they're going to get a ticket. There's going to be a record of the accident so that when their insurance renews, the rates are going to go up. Things happen, but you really should call the authorities in case of an accident. The next tip I have for you is exchange information. Make sure that you have a current copy of your insurance proof as well as the registration of your vehicle. Make sure that you do that. I just had a client come in this afternoon and said, I looked in my glove box and realized that the proof of insurance in there is no longer valid. Can you print me off another one? So make sure that you go through your glove box and make sure you have the updated registration and proof of insurance for your vehicle. Also recommend keeping a small notepad and pen in your vehicle, in the glove box, wherever, in order to jot down the other driver's information or to provide your own. All right. It may be a good idea to take photos of the other person's info with your cell phone. I've had people do that before, where they just lay it out on the trunk of the vehicle, their registration and proof of insurance, and a client snaps a picture of it so that they have that information. And that follows through with my next tip here, take pictures. Just about everyone these days has a cell phone with a camera. Take photos of the accident scene, damages to your vehicle, and damages to the other vehicle. That way you can provide this information to the adjuster to help them in processing your claim a little more quickly. And it also prevent fraud too. There have been a few times in my career over the last 20 years or so where somebody has tried to pass off prior damage in an auto accident. Eventually it was found out that no, that was not the case. But it's always good to get your cell phone out, Take pictures of your damage, take pictures of their damage, so that they aren't claiming, prior damage in that accident, because you're only responsible for the damage that you cause, not for the damage that they cause, 3 years before. So definitely take pictures. That way you'll have a picture of the vehicle they were driving, so they can't claim on another vehicle. And again, it would help the adjuster take a look at the accident scene, take a look at where the damages were to your vehicle and relevance to the damages on their vehicle. So if it's a rear end situation, they could see that, their front end was smashed in, your rear end was smashed in. So that jibes with the story that's being told. But definitely take pictures and save those for the adjuster. Lastly, I want to say call your agent. If at all possible, call your insurance agent and have them turn in a claim on your behalf. In some cases, they may recommend calling the company directly to expedite the claim, such as needing a rental vehicle or medical authorization. I've done that before with clients. I've had somebody call in and say, I've been in a car accident, my vehicle's not drivable, or the ambulance is on the way and I need to go to the hospital. That's when I say, here's the claims phone number. Here's your policy number. You need to call this in directly because you need authorization for your medical treatment, or you need to get set up with a rental vehicle as soon as possible. I don't have that authorization. No insurance agents that I know of have that authorization. That only comes from the insurance company's adjuster, who can make those determinations and authorizations. So that way, if it's something major, the insurance company is notified right away, and they can go ahead and get the authorizations in order, ready to go for your medical treatment or to set you up with a rental car if you do have rental car coverage on your policy. By calling it into your agent and having your agent turn it in, that way we're in the loop as far as a claim, and we can help you with any issues you may come up against during the claims process. I can't tell you how many times I've had a client that has turned in a claim on their own to the insurance company. I don't get notified often for claims that get turned directly into the insurance company. I've got one carrier that gives me a daily list of the claims activity for that particular day. So, I'll be able to see if somebody had a claim. But my other carriers, they don't really have any sort of notification to let me know that a claim's been turned in by a client. And oftentimes I get contacted by a client when a claim starts going south. So when they don't agree with something the adjuster said, not understanding something the adjuster said, they'll call me and say, "Hey, Matt, what's going on here? I'm talking to this adjuster, and this is what they're telling me, and I've got to back up a couple steps and say, well, wait a minute, what is this in regards to? What's going on?" And so I have to get the rundown from them. I've got to go online to their insurance claim and start reading the notes from the adjuster just so I get up to speed. If an agent turns it in on your behalf, they're already in the loop. They know your side of the story and what's going on. They know what coverages you have on your policy. So that way, if there is an issue during the claims process, like if an adjuster says, well, this isn't covered, or there's an issue here with this, we as agents can look a little bit more deeply into the policy and into the coverages and maybe explain better what the insurance adjuster is trying to tell you. A lot of times the adjusters don't really speak in layman's terms. They speak in insurance jargon that just regular Joe may not fully understand. So definitely, if you can, call your insurance agent, have them turn in a claim on your behalf. I really hope you never have to deal with a claim, but if you do, just remember those steps when it comes to an vehicle accident, whether it's an automobile, a motorcycle, a boat. Just keep those tips in mind. That will help you out, certainly with the claims process, and also keep you safe after the accident has occurred. Again, you can read the full article at our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that link. It'll bring you to our blog for this particular podcast. If you have any listening later on, easy enough, just do those steps. And in the upper right of our blog, there's a search archive. Just type in vehicle accident tips, and it'll bring you to the tips that I have for you today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And again, visit our website, www.mvpinsure.us. And again, I hope you have a good week, a safe week, and as always, take care.